Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend. We continued on in our Senior Moments series, and this week in Hebrews 11, we looked at the life of Abraham. A couple things about him. You know, he gets more verses than anybody else does, any of the other characters anyway, in Hebrews chapter 11, and that makes him pretty important. Although I did mention in evangelical circles, if you've hung around church very long or especially done any work with kids, we kind of minimize Abraham to a very weird song where we talk about how Father Abraham had many sons, which he really did, and he only had a few physically, but spiritually he did. So, you know, many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So, you know, let's praise the Lord and put your right arm in, take your right arm out. It's kind of like a Christian version of the Hokey Pokey song. But Hebrews said that he did three things by faith. And so we talked about all three of those at Lewis Center. We said that by faith, he traveled to an unknown. By faith, he lived like an alien. And by faith, he looked for a different kind of city. And I'm not going to re-explain everything to you. But the two things that really settled out for us in the message at Lewis Center was, number one, Abraham finished what his father started. You know, God called their family to move from Nahor to the promised land, but they settled in a place called Haran, about halfway. And, you know, it just was a good reminder that a lot of us want to be kind of halfway Christian. Like when you talk to people sometimes, they say, well, you know what, I'll become a Christian, but if I become a Christian, can I continue to X? You know, you fill in the blank, right? And I won't be able to continue to sleep with whoever I want to sleep with. I won't be able to spend all my time the way I want to spend my time, or my money the way I want to spend my money. And I used to try and answer all those questions and say, you know what, Christians can do some of this, but not this and this, but not. And I've really just kind of come to the point where I've said, you know what, you're right. You can't be a Christian and maintain control of your life as long as you remain in the driver's seat of your life. And you want to control things and maintain all your independence. You really can't. You can't be a Christian. You can be religious, but you can't be a Christian. What God said to Abraham when he called him was literally in Hebrew, you get yourself out. In other words, I'm sure Abraham was going to say, well, listen, God, you know, my dad doesn't want to go, and this is a successful business. And God says, listen, Abraham, you get yourself out. And we talked about how, you know, you can't just have a God who's the Sunday attachment to your life. We kind of talked about a Dremel tool and all the different attachments that go along with that. He's not the Sunday attachment. So we said, listen, that means if you're a child, and essentially all of us are children, maybe hearing God means that you approach your parents with a better, like more godly attitude. Maybe that's what it means to push past halfway. Or if you're an employee, that means you begin to see yourself as a missionary to the office instead of just a worker bee who's kind of saving for retirement. Or maybe we said that, you know what, maybe God's spoken to you in the past about going to a different country. We listened to V's video about going to a completely different place in the world. And maybe God's speaking to you about that. And the great thing about Abraham is that he was willing to push past halfway. And to do that, that really led to our second idea, that you've got to live like an alien. Abraham really never settles anywhere. He never has a home. When somebody talks to Abraham and says, where are you from? He's like, well, you know, up in Moore, there's an oak tree. And that's really where I'm from. I mean, he lived kind of like a gypsy in some ways. And in some ways that was beneficial to him because he didn't have the struggle of hanging on to things like we do. Now, it also got him in trouble sometimes, like when he went down to Egypt and he told the Pharaoh that his wife was really his sister, and, you know, because he was worried that the Egyptian men would kill him and try and take Sarah from him, he refused to identify with God's covenant in a public way. And, you know, you and I, we do that through baptism, right? We say that we are publicly identified with God and with faith and with Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection for us through taking that public step of baptism. We just talked about how important that is. And, you know, Life Change Sunday is coming up this Sunday. If you've never been baptized after you've become a Christian, post-salvation, by immersion, this Sunday is your moment. We won't be doing videos this moment. This is your opportunity. You can go to the LifePoint app, if you would, just to register there. You go to the events tab and scroll down to September 29th and you can register there to start that conversation. But Abraham had this way of living where he lived kind of hands open. And we just talked about how, you know, God asked Abraham to do some really hard things. And that means for us that God's guarantee is not, God's guidance is not a guarantee of success. And a lot of us say we want to know God's will so that we can go out and execute it or follow it or embrace it, because we believe if we do, then that everything's going to go good. But what if following God means things get more difficult, not less difficult? Now, certainly there are times when following God means that we will experience success. And one of the things I appreciate about Abraham is that he handled success very well, and how he dealt with Lot. And he chose to sacrifice on his own end to make sure that he was following God and that he was in good relationship with Lot, because he understood that the covenant that God gave him, when God said to him, "I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing," Abraham understood that he was blessed to be a blessing. He wasn't blessed to be the end of blessing. And so I just said to us at Lewis Center, you know, for a lot of us who are baby Christians, young in our faith, hey, it's okay to fall down a lot. That's what babies do. They fall down and get back up and fall down and get back up and fall down and get back up. But for a lot of us, we've been Christians for a long time, and it's time to get up and walk. You're not a toddler anymore, and especially in this area of your resources and your finances, it's very easy to give God the leftovers, to have that leftovers mentality. And so, man, now is the time for us really to say, you know what, God, I've been here long and I trust you. Abraham could do that because he looked for a different city. He wasn't trying to live in this city down here, but he believed that one would come from him. He believed that just like him, that, you know, Abraham really didn't have a people. The scriptures say Jesus came into his own received him not, that he lived like an alien. The scriptures say that, you know, Jesus said that the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And Abraham looked for a different city. He was looking for an eternal city. And Jesus said, "I go away to prepare a place for you." So I'm going to pray that God would help us live that way today. And then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray for yourself in those things. So Father, I do pray as we start a brand new week, that we would live like Abraham, that we would understand that that God, we are always, that we're on a journey here, that we're traveling, and sometimes that means traveling into the unknown, where your guidance is not a guarantee of success for us, that we can live here in this world, but we live for the sake of another world, of another city. So God, help us not to be too tied to things today. Now you take the opportunity to pray, and maybe there's something specific that you're going to face today, a difficult conversation, a big project at work, something going on with your kids where you're dealing with maybe their teachers at school. And I want to give you the opportunity just to pray and ask for God's guidance in those situations. Once again, thanks for being with us today at the LifePoint Drivecast. I'll just say to you by way of reminder, remember, we just launched a brand new term of life groups. It's a great time to jump into a group. If you're not in one, you can find life group catalogs at all of our campuses. Somebody there on your community life team will certainly be willing to help you as well. And don't forget about this Sunday coming up, Life Change Sunday. I hope that you'll come and celebrate with us. If you already have taken that step, that you'll worship with us. And if you've not experienced that step, that this Sunday will be your day. God bless you. Have a great week.